Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, June 1st. Tesla appears to have broke ground for the new foundations of the Gigafactory Berlin, with a ton of new heavy machinery operating at the site. The project will sit on a 300-hectare plot of land next to the GVZ Berlin-Freienberg Industrial Park, which Tesla has already bought for 40 million euros. A new drone video of the site by Jet Fox shows that the excavators, bulldozers, and trucks are busily preparing the grounds for the new foundation. A large intentional stack of girders and weights seems to show the crew conducting a load test on one of the foundations. On top of the production of hundreds of thousands of vehicles per year, Tesla also wants to have battery cell production at the facility, and it's going to necessitate miles of roads between the different buildings on the site. Tesla is launching its new Model 3 all-weather protection kit to help owners who have been seeing faster paint deterioration. In places with tough winters where they use salt and sands on the road, the Model 3 owners have reported surprisingly fast paint degradation at the bottom of their cars behind the wheels. Tesla is now offering a choice between the Mud Flap and Splash Guard kit and a paint protective film kit. Each of them costs $50. A video of a Tesla Model 3 crashing into a truck on the highway while reportedly being on autopilot is going viral. On a Taiwan highway in Jiayi City, a truck rolled over to its side, and this left the roof of its box exposed to oncoming traffic. A Tesla Model 3 owner, reportedly driving with some autopilot driving features in use, didn't see the truck, and the safety feature didn't stop the collision. Fortunately, the driver is reportedly uninjured. Tesla has accelerated its Model Y delivery timeline, and it's not clear why. The Model Y was set to be delivered 8 to 12 weeks from the time of order, and Tesla has impressively reduced the delivery timeline for just 4 to 8 weeks in the United States. During the pandemic shutdown, Tesla used the time to update its production lines, and at the same time, some customers who held orders have canceled due to the economic downturn. And some were also disappointed by how Tesla and Elon Musk handled the shutdown order in the first place. The official starting price for the all-electric luxury Jaguar I-Pace is just under $70,000. But dealers across the country are offering eye-popping deals on 2019 models that are still on the lot. The 90 kilowatt-hour battery utilizes a twin-motor, all-wheel drive design, which provides an estimated 234 miles of range. A dealership in North Miami, Florida, is dropping $20,000 from the price of an I-Pace that was initially listed for $73,745. Similar discounts are being seen from Oklahoma, Seattle, White Plains, New York, and it would appear that the discount is available nationwide. For around $53,000 and change, any version of the new I-Pace is a pretty good deal. Electrion Wireless, out of Israel, plans to install electric charging coils under a 1.2-mile stretch of road in Tel Aviv this mid-August. It's the latest attempt to enable electric vehicles to charge while driving. The company is now getting back on track to deploy coils across 2.5 miles of road in the Baltic Sea island of Gotland, Sweden. The electrified road will support an airport shuttle supplied by the Dan Bus Company and an electric truck, and the company is in the final stages of engineering. Florida-based UJet unveiled its new UJet Surfer electric surfboard this morning. The UJet Surfer is a carbon fiber fully electric surfboard with water jet drive similar to a jet ski. Of course, it doesn't have the gas and maintenance required by a regular jet ski. The board can reach a top speed of 24 miles an hour and has a range of 16 miles, which UJet says should get up to 40 minutes of playtime on one battery. The UJet Surfer went on sale today and ships immediately worldwide from the United States. The price is $9,999. And in Electrek's green energy brief, Chinese manufacturers make up around 73% of the global solar power supply chain, and those manufacturers have had to cut costs due to the pressures of the coronavirus pandemic. Robin Chow of the Chinese solar industry said, quote, "The coronavirus added uncertainties to demand, especially overseas. Prices are still under certain pressure, but if the world is gradually recovering from the epidemic in the fourth quarter, cheaper prices may significantly raise competitiveness of photovoltaics." More than 200 multinational and national companies and investors in the United Kingdom have signed a letter that calls on the British government to deliver a sustainable coronavirus recovery program. Interestingly, signatories include BP and Heathrow Airport. Other companies that signed include Lloyds Bank, Sky, BT, and E.ON. The initiative was coordinated by the Prince of Wales Corporate Leaders Group. The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, Electrify the South, and the League of Women Voters are offering the opportunity to take a virtual electric vehicle ride and drive while safely social distancing. The virtual ride will be in a Tesla Model 3 and highlight the features of the car and hold a live Q&A session. The event will take place on June 27th at noon Eastern, and you can find a sign up on our site, electrek.co. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Indian EV company Ola Electric Mobility has acquired Etergo, a Dutch electric scooter company. Etergo had been previously valued as much as $90 million after its last funding round, but it was apparently sold at a loss, according to Etergo's CEO, Bart Jacobs-Rosier. Etergo has already begun taking pre-orders for the app scooter in Europe, and it is now unclear if pre-order holders will receive their scooters at all. A new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the EcoTrek 500 Watt. The $850 fat tire bike was found to be decently equipped compared to the bargain price. It utilizes 26x4-inch fat bike tires, 500-watt motor, 36-volt 12-amp-hour battery, pedal assist, and a throttle. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.